The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. I'm so glad to be back with you this Sunday. It is going to be a great day here in Washington, D.C. and its environs. And real estate has just not been as hot as I see it now since 2004. And before that, it was 1988, my second year in the real estate business. This is my 34th year. Thrilled to be very successful in the business. And it comes really from the quality of the people that work with me and the relationships that I have with my past clients and with hopefully you, if you're thinking about buying or selling in the future. Today's show, we're going to talk with Lauren Lankford, who is the sales director with the Lutheran Communities over on Scott Drive. They have a beautiful community there with a brand new development called Glenmere. And Lauren will chat about that with us in just a moment. Additionally, Helen Flynn will join us. She's our brand ambassador for our senior solutions team. She'll be with us a little bit later in the show. And first, I want to give you a brief update on what happened this last week. We put two homes under contract this past week. In both cases, they literally destroyed the comparable values for homes similar to what they were in the past. The prices eclipsed completely and utterly and just altogether destroyed the previous comps. Now, what I mean by that is that a home that we had listed for $960,000 ended up selling for $200,000 over the asking price. Jeez. That kind of drama and drive in perception of value only comes in the frothiness of demand that results from a lot of failed attempts by the buyers who were trying to buy it. Think about it. When the market's pretty good and there's just two or three people competing, generally, there's a little more caution in that. But when you get to 10 to 12 offers on a home, or as I mentioned, the one in Manassas we sold back in January where we had 24 offers, that home was 650, it went to 720, it was over a 10% jump. In this case, this house went over 20% higher in Potomac, Maryland. Single family home, unbelievable. And we got the waiver of the appraisal. Now, you remember, when you're selling your home, if the buyer's getting a loan, there are two buyers, the buyer and the bank. So when we get the kind of offers that we got, where prices pushed against each other, you have multiple buyers who are fighting, they're willing to pay. We had somebody come in at $1 million, and that was essentially the lowest number that we got on the table, was $1 million off that 960. And then you had somebody come in at $1.10 million, $1.25 million, and so on. I mean, these really great numbers that my client would have been very, very happy with. Clearly, when they got two buyers who were fighting against each other and escalating, and what I mean by that, if you've heard me speak of this again, it's like an escalator that climbs up from one floor to the next. And when two offers escalate against each other, one party says, well, I'll escalate $5,000 higher than the next best offer, and I'll give it a cap of $1,050,000. Or $1,150,000 or whatever the number is. And the other people say something similar, but they have a different cap. And so whoever's got the highest cap ultimately will win that race in pricing. But then we evaluate the other terms. Does the buyer have the ability to cure a deficiency in the appraised price? Because to sell the home for $1,160,000 and settle it could be very difficult if we don't get the waiver of appraisal. We had a home in McLean that we sold now, no, I guess it was a few years ago, listed for $800,000, was a modest rambler, and we sold it for $905,000. The buyer put $105,000 higher than the asking price to win that property. There were 7-8 offers on the home. The buyer showed several hundred thousand dollars in the bank, and I thought to myself, this property will only appraise for $830,000, $840,000 maybe. So we got the buyer to agree to make up any difference between the appraised price and the sales price, and we increased the deposit to $100,000. The property appraised at $840,000. The buyer was very upset several weeks later when the appraisal came in so much lower. And although they were really happy when they got to contract to put their name on that mailbox and get to move into the home, they began to doubt themselves and concern themselves that their parents would be disappointed that they paid so much more than they should have since the appraisal came in at $840,000. Because we tied up the contract so tightly on a large deposit of $100,000, they weren't likely to walk away. But if we'd only had $20,000, we could potentially have put our sellers at risk that the buyer would say, well, I'll lose my 20 and walk away versus having to come up with 65 out of my pocket. Maybe I just made a mistake, right? So it's important to get that large hook set in the mouth of the buyer fish, if you understand the analogy, and that you have the appraisal waiver in place and you know that the buyer can cure that. And how do you cure it? Well, in that 905 example I just mentioned, and the 840 appraisal, the buyer only borrows a percentage based on the appraised price of 840. So if they're borrowing 90% off of 840, then they have to come up with the difference between 840 and 905 in cash out of their pocket. That's how it gets cured. So the market is hot, hot, hot. And if you have thought about selling, you got a price from another broker a month ago, 5 months ago, last summer, I don't care where you are, call us today because we'll give you a fresh perception of where the real market value for your home is. Our toll-free number is 1-800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104 is our toll-free number. Leave a message there. You could email me if you want directly at eric@ericstewartgroup.com. And we'll get right back to you and chat with you. Okay, hot market, great time to sell. Our home sellers that were thinking of moving into retirement communities, such as the village of Rockville, which is where Lauren Lankford is the sales director, went through a process of sort of reevaluating when the time would be to move because of COVID. Now things have changed. The vaccines come in. There's now a shift in direction. And if you're a downsizer, you're thinking about possibly downsizing and getting into a life plan community with independent, assisted, and memory care, all the potentials that you might need in life, we highly recommend you speak with Lauren Lankford. And I'm going to introduce her now. Lauren, good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Eric, good morning. Always a pleasure to be with you, sir.
Well, this is like, I don't know, 7 years we've been doing this.
It's been a while. It certainly has.
And Lauren, when you and I first talked, you were in the process of thinking about a potential like expansion at the Village of Rockville. And you've taken this baby all the way to delivery now. And what a run. And audience, you know, when you meet somebody who says they have creative ideas, and they come up with these creative ideas, but they don't execute, I think that's more often than not. Lauren, on the other hand, is somebody who not only comes up with ideas and builds around those ideas, but brings everybody along with her and gets it done. And so she's really a fantastic, fantastic sales director, but also visionary of what living in a retirement community, a life plan community could look like. So, Lauren, I'd love for you to share with us a bit about that vision and what makes Glenmere special, and give us some contact information to our audience. We've got just a couple minutes before our break, so I'd love for you to share that right out of the gate, too. Okay?
Absolutely, and you are way too kind. I think part of it was I was at the right place at the right time. Here at the Village at Rockville National Lutheran Community, we previously only had independent living cottages, which are more like your single family home. And although those are enticing and people enjoy them, it was very clear to me after being here for about 6 months in 2013 that we were missing a really needed service line to have an independent living lifestyle build in the form of apartments that had other beautiful amenitized spaces that we could really offer older adults as they want to continue to age well and live vibrantly. And so in 2014, we began the initial stages of development to roll out delivery. And January 4th of this year was our first move in. So it really is, this sounds trite, but it really is a dream come true. And Eric, I was just so pleased to have the opportunity to tour you, because with your background, seeing so many communities, I think you can agree that the design is fresh and modern and a bit cutting edge for what we're seeing in senior living design. That in turn, with people coming in and touring, has matriculated a pretty high turnover in new sales and new development, because people are able to see firsthand the amazing lifestyle that we can offer here at the Village at Rockville. So I know that you wanted me to share a little bit of information in terms of contacting for people who want to learn more about Glenmere and the Village at Rockville in general. You can give us a call today at 301-603-3824. Again, that's 301-603-3824. And Eric and I will have the pleasure of co-hosting an event on April 13th at 11 a.m. That will be a real estate Q&A where Eric and I will work together to talk about market timing. I'll be able to share with you a little bit about the receiving end on market timing, and it really promises to be a terrific event.
Thank you, Lauren. We'll cover some more after our break, but first, it's Stuart Rosenthal. Stuart and I, we recorded a couple of bits in advance because of Passover. We wish him and his family well, so here's that recording. Stuart, good to have you this morning, or I guess it's this afternoon since we're recording this in advance. What's in the Beacon newspaper this month?
Well, this, I think, is a very topical subject. Everybody is interested in getting their vaccination if they haven't done so yet. And yet we're hearing from people, well, your arm might be sore, you might have some chills, there's some kind of symptoms you might have that might not feel so good. So people are thinking, well, maybe I'll take a painkiller ahead of time, or maybe I'll take a painkiller when I get home. And there's advice coming out now that says, if you do that, don't take an NSAID, one of those non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, because the whole point of the vaccination, what makes it work, is that it gears up your immune system and causes inflammation. If you take an anti-inflammatory at the same time as you get the vaccine, it's not definite, but you might actually be undercutting the whole point of the vaccine somewhat. They've done some studies in mice and found that they actually produce lower levels of antibodies when they have this in their system. So Tylenol is okay. You can consider that to be fine, but talk to your doctor if you have a question. And if you're already on these NSAIDs all the time, definitely talk to your doctor before you stop taking them. But just keep that in mind when you get your vaccination.
Stuart Rosenthal, always a pleasure. Stay with me. Right after our break, Lauren Lankford will be right back with more here on The Eric Stuart Show on WMAL.